the minutes for correction and or approval on July 7th, 2020. Any comments or questions on the minutes?
No.
Everybody's good? We'll take accept them as presented. New business, one, EDC 2020-33, the building permit report for June 2020.
Yes, the June 2020 report shows for single family new construction, we had 18 permits, which is double what we had this time last year. 2018, we had about 30 permits, and in June 2017, we had 15 permits. The average is about 18 per year, so we're on average for the last 4 years, and we are going to be on pace for the same schedule for next month as well.
Any comments or questions on the building permit report? All right, we're good. Let's go to EDC 2020-34, the building inspection report for June 2020.
We saw a little over 550 inspections. None were outsourced. 90% were conducted by the building department, and then 10% were conducted by engineering, EEI. Bulk of the inspections were for new construction, single-family residential, a little over 300.
Any comments or questions on the building inspection report? We're good with that? All right. EDC 2020-35, the property maintenance report for June 2020.
So in June 2020, we had 5 cases heard by adjudication. 4 were dismissed due to compliance, and 1 was found liable. The case on Liberty Street was mowed by PW, and the owner will receive the bill for that.
The house on Houston Street, I believe that's the vacant house down here. So is that just a lien eventually put against that property, or?
We'll still seek compliance, so we'll go back out and seek compliance, but that's a call that'll be made.
Well, it's already tagged again for another round of mowing. It's already about 6 inches tall, so no one lives there. So, okay, any other comments, questions on the property maintenance report? We're good? All right, let's go to EDC 2020-36, the economic development report for July 2020. What do you have for us, Lynn?
So we have the report in front of you. Everything is moving forward in Yorkville as far as the new builds are all moving forward. The first thing will probably open will be the Popeyes in September sometime, kind of followed by the Verizon and then Smoothie King. Signature Fitness is still on target. They're obviously very affected by COVID, so, you know, because they're a fitness center, so but they're moving forward with their improvements in the space. Also, Cochina Madre, which is the Mexican restaurant in Fountain Village, actually will probably open later this week. I mean, they were literally waiting to get something done with NICOR. That was the only thing holding them back. So that could be very soon. Manpower moved into their new home. Centennial Counseling is expanding in their existing building. And also, I just wanted to mention that we had 5 businesses that were eligible for the child care stabilization. Oh, wait, hold on. I want to call it the right thing. It's called the Child Care Restoration Credit Program grant. It was a grant. And all 5 businesses were awarded a grant in Yorkville. So 5 were eligible and 5 received the awards. So they were all very, very, very grateful and to everyone involved in the state of Illinois. So that was a very positive thing that happened. We still have not heard anything yet on the Downstate Stabilization Program. And so we have to just wait to report on that. And Raging Waves did open, and obviously Gas and Wash did open as well in July.
Okay. Any comments or questions for Lynn? Alderman Frieders?
Did the food concepts inside of the Gas and Wash open? Are they drive-through?
The drive-thru is the Dunkin' Donuts, it is a Mexican restaurant in there. I know they've actually been doing a lot of reaching out on social media, on Facebook, saying, you know, come, there's a new Mexican restaurant. So I think they have a pretty extensive menu. It's not just a couple of things. I have not been up there yet, but the drive-thru is only serving the Dunkin' Donuts.
But the Dunkin' Donuts is open and the Mexican restaurant's open?
I believe so, yeah. I guess I assumed it was because I haven't heard otherwise. Jason, have you been up there?
No, I have a question whenever you're done. Sorry.
Okay, Jason?
What is the status of ribbon cutting ceremonies for some of these newer businesses?
You know, the chamber handles that. That's part of they become a member of the chamber. So I don't know. Bart probably have an answer.
Yeah, I see Bart's hand. Yes, Bart?
They did do one last Thursday over at Lux Kitchen and Cabinets. I was not able to attend that. But I know that they have been trying to do them when the business wants to and will do, masks and social distancing, and they're trying to do it outside. So I think some of the ribbon cuttings have been delayed, but they've done a few of them.
And then I also try to get them in the Admin Weekly a couple weeks in advance. As soon as Sherry sends me the information, I put it out there. So just make sure you check that as well.
Any other comments or questions? We're good?
Yep.
Okay, let's go on to 5 EDC 2020-37, the Hillside Rehabilitation, their sign variants.
Right. So I will give you a little background on the property and go into the request, and then the petitioner, who's representing the owner, David Pollock, is here. So after I finish, you can ask any questions or he can fill in any blanks that I possibly missed. So this is for Hillside Rehab Center. It's located at the southeast corner of Game Farm Road and Route 34. They're requesting a variance for their monument sign due to the widening of 34 there. They had to remove their existing monument sign that was on the hill. And so now they're asking for a variance for where they're putting it now. Like I said, a little background on the area. Their original sign was in front of the building, right next to adjacent to 34, on top of a hill. It was existing there, and then when they widened, that new sound wall came up, and it was actually sitting on top of a property that IDOT acquired. So they had to remove it completely. They had a temp sign up during construction. They waited till construction was completely finished before they wanted to even start looking to do a new permanent sign. So then Signorama submitted this sign to the zoning department to take a look, and the location they want to put it now is more towards the corner, right on Game Farm Road and US 34. The issue that they're having, so the sign meets all of our criteria except for one. We have a maximum sign height of 12 feet, and while their actual sign is only 6.5 feet, we measure sign height from the crown of the adjacent road. So there is a large topography difference, and the actual engineering differences are in the packet if you want to look at them. But it is actually a 25-foot tall sound wall from the crown of 34. So the adjacent road, if you were build only a 12-foot sign, it would practically have to be underground. So they're requesting a variance for sign height. I believe the maximum height they're looking for is 23 feet 6 inches. So it'll actually still be lower than the adjacent sound wall, but it'll be more on the corner facing that intersection as opposed to just be facing 34. So that is the only thing they're asking for in requesting, and the sign, the exhibit is in there of what it's going to look like. And then this will be going to Planning and Zoning Commission for public hearing September 9th. Which would then be a follow-up to the second meeting in September for City Council. With that said, David, if I missed anything or if anybody had questions for David or me, feel free to ask.
Okay. Any questions? Alderman Frieders?
Were there any renderings done of the sign underground?
I don't think so.
That's unfortunate. Yeah. This is one of those examples of the reason why government has humans that actually make these decisions. So you need to support the businesses that have been there. The expansion of 34 was a long and grueling process for them. Their access was severely limited. This is a kind of a no-brainer. And I think the sign looks great. I am surprised it's not illuminated. Is there plans in the future to actually throw some lights on that? Or is that just something where it's more of a monument to mark where they're located, not necessarily advertising?
They are talking about putting spotlights towards it. They have had, for many years, very close to that location, a flagpole with spotlights shining up to the flag.
Yeah.
It is their possible expectation down the road to get those lights turned around and shine in the sun. I have not had in-depth discussions with them about that.
Cool. Looks good.
Mm-hmm. Alderman Peterson, anybody else have any comments? I think it looks great, and I think you should just keep moving on.
Sounds good.
I'm good with that. Okay. So we have no old business. Do we have any additional business?
I have one thing, Jackie.
Okay.
What did you find out about the stuff spilling out at Houston's down by Dan's property?
Yeah.
Trailers, now there's an auger. I see some kind of conveyor belt auger thing hanging out, and it's almost on the street. I was just wondering, did anybody go down and look at it?
Yeah, I know that we've been down there a few times in the past month. Christy, I don't know if you got an update from Pete in the past few days. I have not talked to him in a few days.
I have not gotten an update, but I will provide that for you tomorrow.
Okay.
On that note, Bart, did the city mow the grass, or did the owner mow the grass?
The city did.
Okay. Anything else on that? If we could, Christy, if we could maybe step it up again. There's like a dead tree that's near the building. Oh, another question, Christy, on that. Let me get my bearings right. The west side of the building, something's gone on that the wall has changed. If you go by, something happened to the construction of that in the building.
Okay.
There's like
that.
Plywood up now. I don't know what the building is made out of, like a metal material. So part of it where the window is still the metal, but I noticed when I walked by that has changed. It's not looking very good. So if we could have somebody keep stepping up on there again, it would be great.
Sure.
Thank you. Anything else from anybody? All right, it's 6:15. Let's adjourn the meeting. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.